Praise the Lord. My name is Samatu. I bring you blessings in the name of Jesus. I'm here to give a reflection on the topic, Grace Speaks for Me. If you have ever been in a situation where you think you are not sufficient enough, where you think your qualifications and all your achievements are not enough to give you that which you desire, then this topic is for you. If you are aspiring to go higher in life, beyond your strength and capacity, beyond what men think and what they say, then this topic is for you. Grace speaks for me. Let us pray. Lord, we come before your presence and ask for your help, even as we study your word. Holy Spirit, inspire us and lead us into all truth. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scriptural text of our topic, Grace Speaks for Me, is from John Gospel chapter 1 verse 16. I read from the Amplified Version. For out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received and all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gifts heaped upon gifts. Amen. He says, out of his fullness we have received one grace upon another. I love this beautiful prayer we used to see mostly at the rounding up of a meeting together or at the rounding up of a fellowship. He says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It's a beautiful prayer that St. Paul used to greet and bless his people. You see, grace is given to Jesus, and when you talk about love, you look to the Father. But when it is about fellowshipping, you look to the Holy Spirit. So there is one who is the sole repository of all grace. He is Christ Jesus our Lord. He is the direct expression of the Father's love and kindness. The law that Moses brought and the subsequent religion we built around it can only afford those drops of blessing, and this comes after much effort to be faithful and to keep to those laws. But in Christ there is an abundant overflow of every good thing. Grace is the divine enablement to succeed. Some people call it blessing. It cannot be merited. That is why some people call grace as unmerited favor. Neither can it be earned. It can only be received with thanks. Now, how do you assess the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? By becoming a child of God, we connect to the ever-flowing stream of his abundant grace and blessing. Salvation is an example of grace, but salvation is only an introduction into his grace. Now, grace, why grace is given freely? Grace can be increased and multiplied. According to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2, he said, let grace be increased in abundance among you. Grace is added to a person when he becomes a child of God. But it can be multiplied through knowledge. You have to know God and what God can do. Your faith and knowledge of God provokes the multiplication of grace. Grace is free, but it is not cheap. Jesus paid for us to obtain grace. And when you obtain grace, you can increase it, you can multiply it and make it abundant. By the time you spend in studying, memorizing, getting to know the word of God, getting to know God in relationship, knowing what God, who God is and what God can do, and as you have faith and exhibit trust in the Lord, grace is multiplied, grace is increased. So you see, we are not all gracemates, people say. You see, it can be multiplied, it can be increased. I want to tell us certain things about grace before we proceed. Grace is for everyone. Titus 2:11 says the grace of God has appeared to all men. In Ephesians 4, he said we have all received grace from God. See, not grace is for everyone, but it is not received by all. Grace saves. According to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, it says, "For by grace you have been saved." Unfortunately, many of us limit this salvation that God has given us. We thought salvation is just to be free from sin and be going to church, and you suffer demonic attack, you suffer from the stress of life, from the worries of life. No. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53, "Ours were the sorrows he bore, ours the sufferings he carried." You see, Jesus bore our sickness, he carried our sufferings, he carried our sorrows. So don't just stop at the point of receiving Christ Jesus as your Lord. Let the salvation, the grace of salvation, affect every aspect of your life. Grace justifies. And all are freely justified by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ. That's Romans chapter 3, verse 24. Grace justifies. By grace now, the devil can no longer accuse us before the throne of God, just like he did in the days of Job. Because Jesus, the one who gives us grace, is now standing at the right hand of God. There is none that can accuse us. Grace justifies. Grace overcomes sin. I have seen grace in my life to the extent I became embarrassed about my sins. Grace overcomes sin. See, for sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. That is in Romans chapter 6, verse 14. Grace builds up. Grace overtakes works. Grace is sufficient. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 8, Paul said, "I cried severally 3 times to God, but in all he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made strong when you are weak." Grace is sufficient. If you are not sufficient to yourself, you should know that our God is the all-sufficient God. His grace is sufficient for you. In any way you feel you are not capable, in any way you feel your capacity is low, grace will fill that gap for you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." The throne of God is called the throne of grace. Grace also helps at every time of need. May grace help you at your time of need in Jesus' name. So don't forget that we assess grace by salvation, but we multiply it in our lives by knowledge, the knowledge of God, who God is and what God can do. When grace speaks for the weak, they will win despite their weakness. Grace speaks for the humble, that they produce lasting achievement, than the proud. When grace speaks, protocols are bypassed. When grace speaks, it attracts favor, whether you are known to people or not. When grace speaks, your certificate and credentials do not count for much. When grace speaks, people will be going down, but you will be going up. Your case will always be different for good. When grace speaks, God enters into the race with you. You will achieve in 3 days what you could not achieve in 3 years. When grace speaks, you will succeed despite the attacks from coronavirus, evil persons, or demons. Grace means God has entered the race for you, and you are sure to succeed without sweat, in Jesus' name. I saw this beautiful piece on my CBN.com. Grace means favor minus labor. Grace means promotion without qualification. When grace speaks, protocols are suspended. If you doubt me, ask Esther. When grace speaks, laws are broken. If you doubt me, ask King David. When grace speaks, educational qualifications are useless. If you doubt me, ask Peter. when grace speaks, connections are needless. If you doubt me, ask Joseph, from prison to prime minister. Let the grace of God speak for you. Reflect on these things and see the life of these people, how grace works for them. I pray for you that through the remaining part of the year, you will experience what it means for grace to speak. May you grow in knowledge. May the portals of heaven be open for you. May grace speak for you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.